Welcome back. You're listening to Graphit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. Now, the doctor's in the house, and last week, the medicine was a little bit different. It was a little more rocky, a little bit more hardcore, a little punky. And this week, well, we're going to focus on love. And just love. No, that's not true. Not completely love. But the first few songs are love-related, as I was inspired by last week's revelation of Valentine's Day. Now, normally I am of the school where Valentine's Day isn't a big deal for me. It's another day of the week. And I am steadfast in my very narrow-minded opinion that if you love somebody, your expression of that love should be a practice and not one day a year. But this is my opinion, and my opinion is not worth the salt you put in your food. So don't take my advice or anything like that relating to it, because other people think it might be a cute holiday. It might be a holiday or an opportunity to do something special for someone you really, really care for. It might be an act of romantic expression, which is all great and all fine too. On that note, our first artist is our first two songs, and it's Paul Anka. Now, Paul Anka was born in Ottawa in 1941. He's a Canadian 1950s legend. While Elvis Presley was swooing the ladies with his gyrating hips, this crooner was seducing us with his bedroom voice and his G-rated lyrics. I remember playing him on my small little record player as a kid. He was one of the 45s that my dad gave me when I was a child, because it would be something that he would have listened to as a young man. This said, this is Paul Anka with, the first song is Puppy Love, and the second one is Put Your Head on My Shoulders. Both these songs come from the same album. It's called Paul Anka Sings His Big 15, and it's from the 1960s.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how a young heart really feels and why I love her so. Just because we're 17, tell them all it, please tell them it isn't fair to take away my only dream.
love me too. Put your lips next to mine, dear. Won't you kiss me once, baby? Just a kiss goodnight, maybe. You and I will fall in love.
You and I will fall in love.
People say that love's a game you just can't win. If there's a way, I'll find it someday, and then this fool will rush in. Put your head on my shoulder. Put your head on my shoulder, whisper in my ear, baby, words I want to hear, baby, put your head on my shoulder.
That was Paul Anka. Now, February is a strange month for many people. It is the end of winter and the almost on, as we're on the cusp of spring. There's more sun, but the effects of winter, and if that affects you physiologically or psychologically, it seems to kind of lull in this month. You're not quite ready to get out and dehibernate, but you're still suffering from the effects of the darkness of the winter and how much it hurts, or maybe it weighs you down emotionally. Now, in Canada and in some provinces, we have the February 21st is Family Day weekend, and it starts, or the third Monday in February is Family Day weekend, and it started off in Alberta, I think, when I was a young girl, somewhere in the 90s, 80s and 90s. And the purpose was to kind of give people a break, because statistically speaking, in that this week in the month of February, this rate of suicide elevates amongst university students. And so they also installed what was called Reading Week. So there was a whole week where people could just go, university students all over Canada would just go and have a break. This Reading Week was also installed now, or it was integrated also in the winter semester from September, or so the fall semester from September to December, because they found it beneficial for emotional well-being. On that side of things, when we talk about emotional well-being, we often talk about Sigmund Freud. And this next song reminds me a little bit of that. It's a jazz song. It's not from a Canadian artist. His name is Will Wood. And the band is Will Wood and the Tapeworms. And this is a song called I, Me, and Myself, released in 2020. The album is named The Normal Album. And his jazz career started in 2015. That said, that means this gentleman, who's in his late 20s, early 30s, has the wisdom of a sage.
Flower petals and feathers tether me to the ground.
Listening to Graf at 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. So that was Will Wood and the Tapeworms. That was kind of funky, actually. I don't mind that one. I'm not a huge fan of jazz. No, that's not true. I like jazz like that, and I like jazz, the jazz that I'm going to be introducing today, but I have a tough time with jazz that is too stimulating. I'm very sensitive to sounds, so which is odd because I spend most of my time listening as a career. And I find that jazz is a little too stimulating for me. It's almost like I were sitting in the middle of a room with a rainbow shooting through me and around me from all aspects of my peripheral vision. So really interesting musically, but for me to enjoy it, I have a tough time. That said, the next person that I'd like to introduce you to is Canada's sweetheart of swing. Her name is Alex Pagman. She's a female jazz vocalist, and her Alley Cats are based in Toronto. This song is called One Night in Monte Carlos from her 2001 album, Can't Stop Me From Dreaming. And what's interesting about her is that she has received several jazz music awards. And most recently, she was nominated in 2016 for the Jazz Music's Junos. This is Alex Pagman and her Alley Cats.
They met one night in Monte Carlo, two unhappy lovers in despair. They met one night in Monte Carlo, they were trying to forget a love affair. Came across the blue Atlantic, and she was from a little town in France. They didn't mean to get romantic, but still they found a thrillingness. It was heavenly to walk about under the brilliant stars above. It was only natural to talk about romance and that loveless love. So they sailed away from Monte Carlo and settled in a little cottage small. Oh, one night in Monte Carlo, it brought a happy ending and in Monte Carlo, two unhappy lovers in despair. Ah, they met one night in Monte Carlo, trying to forget a love affair. He came across the blue Atlantic, and she was from a little town in France. Oh, they didn't mean to get romantic, but still they found it thrilling every glance. It was heavenly to walk about under the brilliant stars above. It was only natural to talk about romance and love. So
Wasn't that great? I just love when you can snap your fingers. I always imagined when I was born in the wrong era, because I sure liked the styles of the 1930s, 1950s, where it was an hourglass kind of shape, and women were always very dressed up. It made me, and you'd go to the speakeasies because, you know, just on my, to cater to this rebellious side of me where you're pushing the envelope and you're doing something slightly illegal. The next song up is called Orange Colored Sky. Now, this is a song, a jazz song, that comes from a very, very long time ago. The artist was born in 1925, I think. And you can hear me flip the paper. His name is Oscar Peterson, and this is the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1965. They didn't have a long run in the jazz community as a trio. He did, however. Oscar Peterson was playing up until 2007, I think, and he played with the likes of the great, the legendary trumpeter, Clark Terry. So I think that he's fantastic. So take a listen to this. He lived this full musical life, starting his career as soon as he could, and he ended it with a bang. He lived a long time. This gentleman died in 2009. There you go. This is Oscar Peterson in the trio, and the song is Orange Colored Sky.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky. Then came a flash, a bam, an alakazam, wonderful you came by. Then came a flash, a bam, an alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored purple stripe, pretty green polka dot sky. Flash, bam, alakazam, and goodbye.
That was very big bandy with the brass and the pianos, and it's really an interesting sound for jazz, and it's something that makes me think of the next set. Now, this is many years later, almost 80 years into the future. This is Big Rude Jake. Now, we have introduced Big Rude Jake several times on Graph Hit 94.9 FM with English Only and The Doctor. And I am a huge fan of this band. I've explained to you before that my experience with him has only been live. He and his band are a big brass band, and they are very animated. They no longer are a band. The lead singer passed away a little while ago. But they are a very animated band, and they get into the groove and they get into the audience. They used to go from table to table to table and play their instruments in front of you, sing right in front of your face. It was just fantastic. So these next two songs are Swing Baby from their 1996 album Blue Pariah and Queen for Cat from their 1999 album Big Rude Jake. Now, their first album was cut in 1993, and their last was 2009, so they had quite a long run, considering that the lead singer passed about, I don't know, what was it, 10 years after that. That said, this is Big Rude Jake, the first song, Queen for a Cat. Oopsie. Queen for a Cat, sorry. And there's some silence.
I stayed up late last Saturday night and I finally made it home about 3. And oh my lord, when I got to the door, well, what did you think I'd see? With a hair up fine and a scoop neck line and a red dress busting at the seams. With the music slow and the lights down low, I saw my girl with the girl of my dreams. Yeah, my gal is quail for cat, she's quail for cat. And that's a fact, she likes on tall, it's slim and stacked. She says she likes it that, I like it that, she likes it like that. She says let's go swinging, let's paint the town. You and me, a kitty makes three. Ain't no doubt about it, we sure get around. I like it that she likes it like that. Well, in the days of old, or so I'm told, them Greeks and them crazy old Romans will want to employ some fat little boy in the place of a sweet, fine woman. Now, in the modern age, we've changed the stage, but them folks are still slaves to fashion. Yeah, people still do what they're told to do, but now the trend is much more to my liking. I say now, my gal is queer for cats. She's down on the mound and sweet on the black. If she can please the pink in 5 minutes flat. And she likes it that, I like it that, she likes it like that. She says, let's go swinging. Let's jump, yeah. Yeah, I know a spot where the music's hot, and you'll be the happiest man alive. She's queer for cat, and that's a fact. She likes them tall, it's slim and thick. And she likes it that, I like it that, she likes it like that. Yeah, my gal is queer for cat, she's queer for cat, and that's a fact. She likes them tall, it's slim and thick. And she likes it that, I like it that, she likes it like that.
Faces in the shadow. When they turn the lights in, tapping at your window. Skinny up out of your bedroom, shimmy up on the drain pipe. Stand tall on the rooftop and let's slip into the night. Would you surrender to despair or go on as if you're unawares? Would you let them tear apart your mind, or would you come running with our kind?
Baby.
surrender to despair, or go on as if you're unawares? Would you let them tear apart your mind, or would you come running with a kite?
He's fantastic. I just love that band. I still have memories of sitting at the Sidetrack Cafe in Edmonton that no longer exists. They've torn that down since and built a, I think, 7-story apartment building and, you know, like shopping district and so on and lots of little restaurants. Now, the next song is by the Cat Sisters. It's called The Cat Sisters of Swing, and the song is called Swing It. It's from their 2015 album, Rendezvous. And it's fantastic.
You just have to feel the music inside of you. Then close your eyes, your body's moving for you. Please take my hand, let me feel it too. Keep moving your feet, they will know what to do. Yeah.
said no.
Swinging!
That was Cat Sisters from their 2015 album, Rendezvous. Now, the Cat Sisters are not Canadian. If you ever participated in Paris in the June 21st at Fête de la Musique, all the information I can find on them basically is relating to La Fête de la Musique. So I'm pretty sure the fact that their album's called Rendezvous, I'm pretty sure they're from France, or at least they're French speaking. That said, the reason why I picked this particular song is because when in this period of time, I was telling you at the beginning of this set that this February is kind of a funny month. It's not always clear in terms of emotional or even motivation. You're kind of like, it's not quite spring. I don't feel like spring cleaning. I don't feel like doing anything too exciting yet. But I know that I have to start moving again because, you know, I just have to get motivated. And this song really motivated me. I just wanted to go out into the forest and dance around and feel really, really good. And this is why I'm sharing with you today. Plus, it kind of follows in the same longueur d'onde of this set. This said, let me talk about this next singer. It is, oddly enough, I don't know if it's an odd fact. Did any of you ever watch The Wedding Singer? Now, this is a film from 1998, and it was a United States film with two comedians. And I forget their names right now. One of them was Drew Barrymore, and the other one was... He did a lot of other comedies, like Happy Stick or I'm terrible with names because I don't find him very funny. But he was on SNL, and he did a lot of comedy. He's right now in a movie, I think, with Jennifer Aniston, some kind of rom-com. Anyway, I'll remember it before the end of the show. And The Wedding Singer typically is a person that does covers. It's not necessarily great music. But the idea for a good wedding band is that they're really fantastic. Now, this particular band is called Dino Martinis, and they were founded in 1994 in Calgary. They still are very well looked for wedding bands. They are wedding band, excuse me. And they're fantastic. So this particular band is a five-piece group, and they're from Calgary, like I said, and they are swing, jive, jump, a big band. They have quite a fanned out portfolio of music ability. And this is their song, Might As Well Be Me.
Waiting around the Louis Hotel, had a few drinks, what the hell. Checked my watch and it's 7:45. That girl of mine, she's perpetually late.
Well, check again and baby, watch what you say. I was sitting in the lobby just yesterday. Heard about you and that you're a chump. Well, just look at you, you're perpetually drunk.
Why don't we agree to disagree? These things happen eventually. If someone's gonna leave you, might as well be me.
Stumbled up, sat at the bar, fished out a few eggs from the pickle jar, went upstairs and down the hall, and there's your name, honey, written on the wall.
When I first met you, I was looking mighty cute, and you were looking pretty handsome in the camel hair suit. You sidled up to me and you bought me a drink. Now, baby, what would your wife say? And what would she think?
Why don't we agree to disagree? These things happen eventually. If someone's gonna leave you, it might as well be me. Stepped up to the joint, went in the back, nobody knows me that way. Up and down the stairs, flung the door open, smell like chop suey, smell like beer, smell like piss. Pool balls click, clack, click, clack. Ooh, nice rack. Shuffleboard rocks go shk. Look across the dance floor, there's cats and chicks. Cutting a rug, cutting hair, cutting this, that. Oh. Some band in the corner, cat playing drums, cat playing sax, he's having sex, he's playing sax, going do da, do da, do da, do da. Oh, hey, look at that chick. She and you, but what the hell? Still hanging around this crummy place. Drool on my shirt and stubble on my face. Check my watch, it's 9:45. Hey, barkeep, hit me again.
Well, I check my clock and it's 4:15. And there's your sorry face staring in my door. Can't believe that you would call me late. You ain't been home for 3 days straight.
Why don't we agree to disagree? These things happen eventually. Someone's gonna leave you. Might as well be me.
You are listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. I don't know why I stopped there. That was funny. It must be the lack of sun because now it's getting dark out. Then that was, like I said, that was a wedding band. Can you imagine this band at your wedding talking about, you know, one night standish love, and you're not really the woman I want to be with or the person I want to be with anymore. And with such a romantic, like sultry kind of way, I think it's fantastic. I would have loved them at my wedding. I think I had a great time at my wedding anyway. I didn't need to have a band. We partied until 5 a.m. and I'm pretty sure there was gratuitous nudity at some point, but not by us. So I don't know. When you have too much to drink, I guess that's what happens. That said, the next song is by a female artist who's from Toronto, and it's a French song. I like to try to showcase at least one French song per set, simply because Canada is not just English speakers. It is a melting pot of cultures. It's a country where every culture, every language is showcased or is showcaseable. You can be of Canadian and Irish heritage, even though you are a fourth generation Canadian. This woman, Emily Claire Barlow, she's a native of Toronto, and she's received numerous nominations for music awards, and has received 3 of those awards were from the Juno Awards for Jazz Vocal Jazz Album of the Year, of the 7 that she actually won. This song is called Seul Ce Soir, and it's from her 2012 album of the same name. This is Emily Claire Barlow.
Je viens de fermer ma fenêtre. Le brouillard qui tombe est glacé. Et jusque dans ma chambre, il pénètre. Notre chambre où meurt le passé. Je suis seule ce soir avec mes rêves. Je suis seule ce soir sans ton amour. Le jour tombe, ma joie s'achève. Tout se brise dans mon cœur lourd. Je suis seule ce soir avec ma peine. J'ai perdu l'espoir de ton retour. Et pourtant, je t'aime encore et pour toujours. Ne me laisse pas seul sans ton amour.
Retour. Et
Listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. That was Emily Claire Marlowe and Seul Ce Soir from her 2012 album of the same name. Now, the next singer that I'd like to showcase, her name is Jessie Reyes, and she is a, oh my goodness, I don't know how to define her. Voice is so powerful and so strong, and the visuals from her videos, if you're a YouTube watcher, are poignant and very relevant to today's cultural and social needs and wants, I guess you could say. Now, you might be familiar with her voice from the songs that she has sung for quite popular movies. But this particular song is crazy. It is a cover that was written by Willie Nelson in 1960, I believe. And it was made famous by Patsy Cline in 1961. So this woman, Jessie Reyes, she is a R&B soul singer, native of Ontario. And she is a soulful singer. She brings you deep into the words and the music. This is Jessie Reyes.
Feeling so lonely. on my mother. On my mother, every single ex has tried to come back. I'm trying to spare you suffering, stupid. And I know they say, oh, you know, you'll never forget me. But this is different. I swear to God, on your deathbed, you'll think of me, whether I'm there or not.
That was Jesse Reyes with Crazy. Now, you heard the end of that song was a little bit, it was the same rhythm, the same beat, but it was a little bit different regarding the content. It wasn't Willie Nelson's words, if you were wondering. But I thought it was really interesting because there was this kind of desperation in her voice regarding the imagery of what love is. Love shouldn't make you crazy. It should make you feel whole. If it's not loving yourself or loving somebody else, it shouldn't be something where you feel like if you have an absence of it, you feel empty. Rather, that it is an accumulation of whatever you have in your basket, because your basket is always full. That said, I'm not sure what I want to do. I have three more songs to play and I only have three more minutes. So in this hour, and I have Jill Barber and Avril Lavigne, but I think I'm going to fall closer to Avril Lavigne, even though she has nothing to do with any of the songs that we've had in this last hour, simply because the last part of Jesse Reyes' song fits more on the lines of Avril Lavigne. Now, this song is called Bite Me. It's, you know, it's an alternative pop music song. It's really lots of rock, lots of heart, lots of guitar, lots of really poignant words. And it talks about how love sucks. This is the song Bite Me. And it's generally angry and vicious. That said, I wish you and bid you a fantastic day and afternoon and evening. I wish you also to, if you feel a little bit of a lull like the population in Canada does at this time, that's why we have Reading Week, that's why we have a vacation day in the middle of February. I'm going to encourage you to listen to this song and tomorrow morning, not to forget to just bite the bullet and get off your butt. This is the doctor leaving the house and Avril Lavigne, Bite Me.
Wish I was your wifey. Don't act so innocent. This was no accident. You planned this in the end, and now it's over. Say what you wanna say. You lied and I got played. You threw it all away, and now it's over. Just face it, we didn't make it. You bit off more than you could chew. Can you taste it? Yeah.
coming like me.